Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application.
One of the ways podcasters make money is through ads. Thank you in advance for listening to the ads.
Bus was crazy, and it escaped from the bus firm.
I don't care to go, but it's a good movie.
Chicken or beef tonight?
It was a space movie, and it had people in it.
No, you didn't, and
I did. No, I did. I told you they died in tragic disco accident.
I'll be right back.
Welcome to Vulture Dropping.
Anything with the Chucky dude in it, Brad Dorff, anything with him in it is my favorite.
Yeah, I forgot.
Is he the exterminator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what his name is, too. And he's listed as the exterminator.
Because I was going to say that he is, I don't know that this is true, but he plays creepy really well.
Yeah.
Like, slightly unhinged. And I'm like, I don't know what else I've seen him in, but... So, Atticus, what did you think about the movie?
I liked it. Partly, I was actually rooting for the bat. But the rat lost. Did they, though? I mean...
Well... I think they lost its the daddy rat bat.
Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, where did it come from?
I don't know. They never say.
I think it's the evolution of the rat.
It's the best monsters are the ones you can't explain. I think, because what to me. What's scariest is the unknown. And if you don't know where it comes from, and they're just saying, here's this giant mutant rat, whatever, deal with it, you know, it's such and such genus of the whatever species, and da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like, okay, so that it's still big rat that's eating people with its wings.
Is that its form? Big rat eating people with wings.
Wing eater. Rat wing eater.
Mm-hmm.
Winger. We're going to call the bat Winger?
Winger? What is his first name? You bat?
Yeah. And this is saying a lot. I think that there were inconsistent accents. Like, certain people did very well on the accents, other people didn't really try on the accents. And then when they got scared, they lost their accents. Like the foreman, his accent was spot on.
Out. Then he got scared.
Oh my god!
But his was fine. His was like almost too good. Everyone else, like, didn't seem to have one. And they lived in this small town. I'm assuming that everyone in the small town, aside from the Drifters, have lived there all their lives, so I would assume they would all have
the same accent.
The same accent. So the rat, I think the rats won because they're still there.
I mean, they, in essence, killed everybody.
So under new management, I take that as meaning not just for people, but for the rats too. Like there's going to be someone else. There's going to be another rat moving in and.
Oh, another big daddy rat.
Another big daddy rat. And I think that one's going to be on roller skates. Instead of having wings, it's going to be a roller skating bat. Next step in evolution. Wings to roller skates.
Because that's perfectly logical.
Wings to wheels.
Roller skate wheels, specifically.
Wheels.
Not like monster truck wheels. That would be ludicrous.
So is it just going to be... like roller skates on its feet?
Yeah.
They wanted to can take off, or are they?
No.
No.
So they were born with them.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been listening to and watching a lot of alien stuff from the alien universe, and I'm used to hyper evolution. So they evolve. I was gonna say very fastly.
Very fastly.
I don't think fastly is a word.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, he just made a new word.
Not sure if that word came from idling or
fastly.
Fastly, it originated from Italy.
Italy.
Did mom tell you that I did research on Italy and I had it all typed up and I had a picture of it and all that I showed her?
No.
I said, honey, I'm stand corrected. Here it is. It's on the map. And this is the history that I found. I wrote up like a fake Wikipedia.
It was really.
I have to admit, I went a little too far on that.
Your dad's downfall though is like he almost had it, and then he started laughing, and I was just like, "You are so full of shit."
It was so funny. I was having so much fun.
He just couldn't keep a straight face. So.
So. There's a lot of, there's a couple, like, bunch of actors in there that the names of whom I do not know, but I've seen in a lot. Like the Foreman guy.
The Foreman.
Back to luck. I like that actor. Don't know his name.
You like him?
I like him. He's good at being a butthole. But yeah, I think the rats won. I think the rats are still there because it's under new management. Not only human management, but
Big Daddy
rodent management.
Yeah, but they're all throwing the
roller skating
party.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
No, it wouldn't be roller skating. It would have to be either surfboard or surfboard makes more sense, or ski feet. It'd have ski feet because
makes
it's water.
Way more sense.
Yeah, because it's water, and his tail would be the rudder.
Okay, that's going a little
and
far.
And his wings would be like the sail. What? That makes total sense. It makes more sense than the roller skate. Roller skates are stupid.
Yeah, Can't wait for Stephen King to come out with his new book.
Graveyard Shift 2. Surf's up.
Roller derby.
Surf's up.
Roller derby.
Imagine like little rats skating around, like at people's feet, and then there's this big one going wee wee wee. Into people.
Hey, some show I was watching once. They did a recreation of the signing of the Declaration of Independence with cockroaches. So it was in like a diorama, and they were all alive. I hope I saw this on something, because otherwise, my dreams are getting a little too detailed and a little too meta. Because they are all on stands, like they had stands, so they're all had little cockroach pantaloons and with the wigs. What else are they going to sign it with?
Feet?
They have to have a pen. You can sign it with your feet. That's what cockroaches have. They don't have arms. But you need a pen. Whether you sign it with your feet or your hands.
Both.
Whatever. In this case, if they're wearing pantaloons and shirts, you have to have certain legs designated as legs and certain legs designated as arms.
Okay.
Because they can't hold a pen. I mean, that's just weird. They're not actually signing it. It's a diorama.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
So, and what they do with CGI now is they could just totally CGI the cockroaches signing Declaration of Independence. So, of course, they can do Surf's Up. The surfing.
Oh, I think roller derby better.
How they... But I do, too. If I had a choice between roller derby and surfing, I'd pick roller derby.
But then it'd have to be in a different location.
It would be. Because the reason I did the surfing or the skiing was because of the water.
The cotton mill opens up a roller derby.
Across the street. And then it runs off into the... There you go.
Yeah. Boom, done.
It has to be downhill. Or downriver.
And then the skis...
It leaks into the...
And then the giant rat monster skis go down.
One is the roller skating version, and then the surf one comes in and tries to take over, but the roller skating one, all he wants to do is start a roller derby for the rats in town, and next thing you know, it's a feel-good story, and the bad guy is the... Yeah. So it's like a bad 80s drama where they get the dilapidated hotel, and, you know, they have... The nerd, the jock, the hot chick, the token minority, and then they all have to get everything together, and then the town inspector comes and shuts them down,
and then they reopen,
and they raise enough money, and then the surf rat comes, and they beat the surf rat up, and it just serves a comedic relief instead of just horror. Well, it's like, ha 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 ha! And then you set yourself up for another, for a sequel.
And then at the end,
my mom's like, "What the fuck are we talking about?"
Oh, I thought she was asleep.
Just listening and visioning and envisioning this. It's a great movie.
I think John Cusack was in it. He was right after Bob. Better Off Dead.
Oh, I play Gang War.
Or Gang War, yeah.
I was just gonna say, what's that?
Graveyard 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Romeo and Juliet. Set with rats. The Montagues. The Mousegues versus the...
the Mousegues.
I can't think of the other.
Ratulets and the Mousegues.
There you go. So what other movies would you want to switch to having instead of human actors to make them rat actors?
A lot of movies would be pretty good for rat. Like Star Wars, Avengers.
You'd have to have the Russo brothers attached, or you wouldn't be able to pull that off.
No,
that's too big.
Too big.
Because you can't just do one.
You have to do the whole thing.
you laugh. But I'm gonna pitch this to Stephen King, and he's gonna turn it into. He's gonna turn it into gold.
It's a good thing that rats are very highly trainable.
I'm imagining it right now. Like little, like rats with like little flowing swords. And some of them are just holding out their paw. Yeah.
I mean, they pulled it off with Leonardo DiCaprio and guns, so I think rats is not a big stretch. Not that I think he's a rat, I'm just saying.
I mean,
they redid Romeo and Juliet with as guns, a gang warfare with guns.
Yeah, we watched that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah,
I liked it.
And Jamie Kennedy was actually trying out for Scream as he was shooting that, the guy with the pink hair. Everyone's a suspect. That's the guy. Oh. And so when he came to audition, he still had pink hair. From Romeo and Juliet. But your hair's pink. And they're like, we can dye it.
I mean, would it have made a big difference?
It's small town, yeah. Cause Scream was set in a small town, so I think that.
When was Scream made? It was in the. Was it in the 90s or the 2000s?
90s.
90s?
Or late 90s, early
2000s. Back then, colored hair was core.
It was still taboo.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
That's why it was so over the top for Romeo and Juliet.
Oh.
Because he was a gang member.
Yeah, so like people could color their hair, but it had to be like natural hair color looking.
Not like green or blue or red.
Well, people do have red hair.
It's like cherry red.
Cherry red, yes. Yeah, cherry red. That one was not. Yeah, so.
Can you turn that fan off, please? Unhook your.
Oh.
What?
You're killing me here.
No.
No. Can you shut the fan off? Forget one thing. Okay, we need to start over.
Mom's gonna fall asleep. They're cold.
So yeah, Graveyard Shift was like one of his Stephen King's earlier works, and some would say his earlier works were more scary, whereas his later works were more fantastical or fantasy or. Well, like
any of them. Like, you go with Lindsay's story or Duma Key or whatever, it always involves Carrie's his first one, but it involves someone with some fantastic power or whatever. Instead of just a monster, straight up monster. Now he incorporates monster and magic and normal bad people and... So, whereas I don't mind his later... I like his later stuff, because as a writer progresses, it's better. But earlier was when you got his more, like, straight up blood, gore, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Vulture Droppings. For more information and how to support Vulture Droppings monetarily, visit anchor.fm/vulturewriter. You can also provide support and get cool stuff on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/vulturewriter73. Where else can you find Vulture Writer? He's on Medium. Visit his profile at olofvulture.medium.com/. Where he has regular articles and 2 publications, Atheist AF, about religion and atheism, and Vulture Droppings, about horror. He also publishes horror fiction on Vocal. Visit vocal.media/author/vulturewriter. On social media, he is at VultureWriter on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you again for listening.
The remake of it, I haven't seen the first one.
First one's alright. A lot of people like it just because of Tim Curry, but I'm not a big fan of it. I didn't like it. It was made for TV in the 80s. And so I don't know if it would have been any better if they would have made it in the theater, but they didn't have a lot available as far as CGI or with like the final scenes in it are like heavily CGI, and it's hilarious. Look up them shooting that, and it's like in this big green screen, and it's Bill Skarsgård, and he has the IT mask on, but he has the capture camera stuff on his face because he turns into the spider and then all this other stuff, but he still has his face. But it's him jumping around and being scary in green screen. But I don't think they're not thinking about remaking it, but I think it would lose a lot of its monster movie value if they did it like with awesome CGI. I think a lot of it for me that it was entertaining was the fact that it was practical effects, so it was like an actual like guy in a rat bat suit.
Rat bat.
Are there any Stephen King books?
Sorry.
That haven't been made into a movie that you want to be made into a movie?
Because
a lot of them have.
A lot of short stories have been made into movies too. Children of the Corn was a short story. I don't know. I can't offhand think of any, because most of them that they made into movies, I never thought that they would make it into a movie. And that's awesome. Yeah. Nope, that's going to be cool. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
Unless it was in the 80s, and then it was kind of a crapshoot. No, I have to do some research on that.
I feel like there's even some that, like, I didn't realize that were, that I've seen as movies that I didn't realize were based off his books.
Right. Like, they even did Silver Bullet, but I don't know if that was a, I don't know if that was a story first, or if he just did the screenplay. I don't know. Oops.
So, can you think of any movies that have been done that you would like to have remade?
A lot of people would say, Gunslinger. But I haven't watched that yet. I haven't even seen that yet. I would like them to do Jerusalem's Lot or Salem's Lot again. I like the movie, but I think the effects, I think, could do a lot. They could improve on that a lot. I'm looking in Night Shift. He did Salem's Lot, Graveyard Shift. They've done the Mangler. Sometimes They Come Back. Trucks, I think that was, might have been Maximum Overdrive. I don't know. I think today you have a lot more people who grew up, directors and writers who grew up watching the crappy Stephen King movies, and they're of the same mindset that they want to improve it. So I think if you do any of them, I think nowadays you're gonna get something good.
Yeah. Although I guess that's part of, like, you know, they just redid The Stand, which granted I haven't watched it. But from, and I haven't read the book, and I've only seen part of First Hand, so I don't really have, like, a lot of knowledge about it. But some of the things that I have read about it is that they said that it's, like, this version of The Stand has, like, changed the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And from what the book is. So at some point you have the screenplay, and I just wonder sometimes, because I mean this is, seems to always be the case when you are a book lover and then you're like, yes, they're making the movie of my book, and then you watch the movie and you go, that's nothing like my book.
But I always wait and see, like, they, especially with the Stephen King movie and with social media, I always wait to hear Stephen King's take on it, and then I watch it. Just because ever since I heard his opinion on the original Shining.
What was it?
He didn't like it. No, but that's what happens when you give over the rights. But he really likes the, this, he wasn't eloquent, so I knew that he was typing faster than he was thinking. He says characters, this guy, that guy, and it's like, great, awesome. Yeah, you can tell he really liked it. And it's like those, all those, like, those sprawling epics are like, oh, I know what I would like to see. I would like to see The Talisman and Black House made into movies.
That when he was writing under Peter's...
Nope. He wrote with Peter Straub.
He wrote with Peter Straub.
Yes. Okay. And the Talisman was one of the first times I realized that Stephen King wasn't strictly a horror writer. He was also a fantasy writer, because it also had to do with... Atticus, you would love this book. Yeah, it's when this kid went over into an alternate reality, and it was in like medieval times. So everyone had a parallel person. So you would progress in the real world as you progressed in the other world, but it was off. And people had certain powers, and they were monsters, and I think dragons and all that stuff. I would love it. And then the Black House was... loved it. I think that's when my dad started getting interested in Stephen King. Because I think I borrowed that book from him. No? No, he gave them to me. He just didn't want them back. You should read those books. Those are awesome. The Talisman and Black House. Those two I would like, because I think that was one of the, aside from it, I think that was one of the few books that I reread. Because I read The Talisman, and then The Black House came out so long after that I reread The Talisman first, and then Black House, because I wanted to get it fresh. And the second one had the same kid in it, but he was grown up. Yeah.
I
love when they do that. I do
like
too.
Like when a movie progresses,
like real time. It's so like the movie's 20 years later, and then. Right.
So they did that with Harry Potter, and they actually did that with Tom Holland. They did that with Tom.
It's much easier.
It's much easier than finding.
Because you don't have to say, oh, well, they look really old for 12-year-olds. Or whatever, however old they are. Good question.
If I were to have... there have been movies that... or books that I've made movies. Probably one of my... one of the ones that I want the most is they made two of the first Jack. They never
did. How many others would they have to do?
Well, for the original series, there's
because they did two or three.
They did two. It was the first one.
Okay.
Make either 3 or 4. But it's the book, the character needs with the books. And that is look back because I feel perfect for it. I don't remember at all. But
well, nowadays though, they can age, progress or regress. So that one mob movie, The Irishman, on Netflix. All those actors were old. They're old.
Oh yeah.
But they age regressed them to be younger. And I mean, in my opinion, looked pretty good.
It was really interesting when because I was watching. I didn't watch the movie, but I was watching like how they did it. And
I watched.
They would tell the actors, they'd be like, okay, in this scene, you're supposed to be 40. So you need to have a little bit more pep in your step. And it's like, so they didn't just, I mean, like, part of it was the CGI, but they also then, like, that's where the acting skills come in, because the actors had to remember what it was like to be 40 or what it was like to be, you know, these different ages, and they had to act that age even though they're, how old are they, like in their 70s?
Yeah,
in real life. So what did you just do?
The cat's in the dresser scratching.
I thought you were something.
Are you sure it's not a rat?
Yes, because I saw her go in there.
Maybe it's the rat bat.
Any rat bat.
If it is, I want to see it, because it would probably be real cute right now.
Baby rat bat.
What about you, Mom?
What movies do you want to see? Or books? What books do you want to see?
I don't really have any off the top of my head that I can think of.
Because most of those ones, those young adult ones, all seem to have the same theme.
Yeah.
Kids, bad adults, kids have to survive.
Well, it's not that the adults are bad in the stories, it's that
they're not good.
Civilization has completely changed because some weird shit has happened and the world has ended in the way that we know it. And
I completely zoned out. Sorry.
It's talking about what movies Mom wants.
And Dad was saying that the books that I read are
kind of the same.
Kind of the same. And he's right. They are. They're different stories, but the theme of them is that so the theme is usually that something has happened and
yes, Keegan, sorry. Yeah.
Something has happened and you know, and the world is completely different than what it was.
Dystopian future.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. You just remind me. It was the rat.
Yeah.
If they made that, that would be amazing.
That would be good.
A movie or a TV show?
I think it'd be a better TV show.
Yeah.
Because I think sprawling series like that, I think you would do better in a series.
Like, I think it would be pretty good. Yeah.
That's right. That would be good. I like that.
I the book. I think.
What the hell? My fault for the birds, but they didn't listen.
Keegan.
Sorry. They were also right there for you to put away, so.
But falsely, I was going to put them away.
Sorry, Keegan.
I didn't. I forgot about them. I'm sorry, Keegan.
Just hurry up and...
Yeah.
Yep, we're going to finish up.
Yeah, because once we hear you coming, we try to finish up.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll finish up in 5 minutes. Thanks, Keegan.
Well, basically any movie that they've done, they can redo with animals. You know, The Graveyard 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, with rats. 12 Angry Men with cockroaches. Godfather with birds. Okay, well, I guess that's it.
Okay.
Life is intruding again.
my life.
I'd like to thank our special guest, the creepy zombie ghost guy from Pet Sematary, Pascal. Thank you for stapling that flap back onto your head.
You are welcome.
Thanks.
I'll go disappear now.
Okay.
Goodbye.
And make sure I wash my feet off before I get back in bed, because I don't want to get my bed muddy. And Sammy and Ayana, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Vulture Droppings. For more information and how to support Vulture Droppings monetarily, visit anchor.fm/vulturewriter. You can also provide support and get cool stuff on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/vulturewriter73. Where else can you find Vulture Writer? He's on Medium. Visit his profile at olofvulture.medium.com/. Where he has regular articles and 2 publications, Atheist AF, about religion and atheism, and Vulture Droppings, about horror. He also publishes horror fiction on Vocal. Visit vocal.media/author/vulturewriter. On social media, he is at vulturewriter on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you again for listening. See you next time.
Oh, puppy. Sorry, the puppy is getting a neck scratch. And he is like, they took off his collar, so I'm getting right underneath.
I can
where
see.
The collar is.
I can see it.
Oh, I can't see you, so I can't tell.
Puppy.
Are you gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Dick, I don't give a shit about you guys right now.
I'm getting a neck shot.
Be assholes. I don't care.